Spring into action with the biggest fly fishing gear sale of the season. Jackson Hole Fly Company is thrilled to announce their spectacular 25% off anniversary sale. They are inviting all of us to celebrate with them. Whether you're a seasoned angler or just starting out, there's never been a better time to upgrade your equipment and save big. Are you looking for a rugged, waterproof sling pack or backpack to keep your gear dry throughout all the adventures this year? They have you covered. Are you in search of a new carbon fiber landing net? Top quality fly boxes, essential gear like fly lines and leaders? They have all that and more. This is your chance to grab some incredible deals and make the fishing season unforgettable. Don't wait. Dive into the savings today. Head over to jacksonholeflycompany.com and take advantage of this limited time sale. Okay, okay. End of the month review we go. End of the month review we go. End of the month review we go.
Welcome to the Wet Fly Swing Fly Fishing Show, where you discover tips, tricks, and tools from the leading names in fly fishing today.
Hey, back. I'm back again for a quick little new little segment. This is part of the Month in Review series that we're looking at doing. I'm testing out now. I just started doing this on the newsletter. So if you want to get a chance to get updated when some of this stuff goes live, some of the stuff you might not see on your app for podcasting, subscribe to the newsletter. That's wetflyswing.com/subscribe. And that'll get you there. So, but today I'm going to review basically the month in review. I'm going to go back over the last month and we're going to take a look at what we've been doing. This, the hope here is to do a quick little episode to give you a summary just in case you missed anything that we've been doing basically this month, November. So it's kind of the final Friday, I guess, whatever you want to call it here. So I'm going to start there. I'm going to go back there, and I noted the newsletter. Another big thing we have going, which I'm going to start announcing here as we get kind of out of COVID and back to normal stuff, like all the shows are coming back, so I'm hoping to get around to do some of these shows. I know Texas, New York, or just Northeast, I guess, Utah, a few places around the country. I'm not quite sure where. If you have an idea of a local show, local event, I'm going to be doing some meetups. So the idea being that we just connect at the show somewhere and maybe find a little whatever venue, brew pub, something like that, and catch up on things. So that's just a heads up. But let's get into this today. I just want to do a quick little summary of what we had. I think we had, seven. I think we had, actually, that was interesting. Siri recognized that. Oh, it's because I'm going to pop off my ear. AirPods, there's a bonus tip for you. If you haven't used the AirPods before, those things are killer. So I want to start off here just reviewing what we've done the last month. So we've had a pretty interesting month, and the more we get into this, the more I love the diversity. So let's just check back in yesterday on Thanksgiving Day. The Boundary Waters episode with River Horse went live, and River Horse is a good old buddy. He was on the podcast quite a while back. And it was just good to kind of catch up with him. That podcast was as much about catching up with him and what he has going. He's doing a bunch of great things with Patagonia, so it's really interesting to hear that side of it. But we dug into the Boundary Waters a little bit, very important topic, obviously, up in the northern part of the country. And I'll put links in the show notes if you want to connect with that, movement. On Tuesday this week, we had Panfish, our first Panfish episode. Bart Lombardo dug into what we call the 13 essential panfish flies, but he really broke down a step-by-step. So if you're interested in getting, just kind of taking that to the next level, maybe getting the kids into it, or maybe just trying it, they're obviously, those fish are everywhere. I thought that was a really cool episode. And Bart also broke down some good flies. At the end, I'll have a little summary, kind of like, I think, six tips just before to give you a little takeaway here, but let's just keep rolling through these. So before that, the last week, we had Karmic Outdoors. If you haven't heard of Karmic, Robert has this amazing product going where you can tag your rod or any other gear for $10 and it'll track it. And basically, you get your gear back. It's pretty cool. Prior to that, that week on Tuesday, Uncle Cheech was here from Fly Fish Food, one of the big players out there in the fly fishing and tying space. Cheech also broke down some of his patterns, a bunch of other things. We kind of talked about Euro. Euro nymphing. So that was cool. Let's see here. We had a little bonus, the survey, which I guess I haven't announced officially the winners of that, but Michael, we had two winners. We just gave out two Amazon gift cards. So that is wrapped up. Michael is one and Floyd is the other one. So those are the two winners. That was awesome. All this survey data is helping us to choose who we're going to be working with next year for sponsors. So I'm hoping that when you see some of the sponsors, you'll enjoy it because they're going to be companies that you know about or want to learn about. So so that was that quick one. We had, let's see what else we had. We had McFly, the McFly angler. Sean was on. He went into some kind of like budget fly tying tips, getting gear. We heard his story. That was pretty cool. Let's see, what else do we have here? So Sean was on there. And then before that, really at the start of the month, we had Joel, who from the Royal Treatment Fly Shop. Joel's got a good history out in Oregon with one of the big fly shops back in the day. So I've been wanting to hear that story for a while. So Joel broke that out. And he also talked about kind of like travel, where he's been traveling, where he's planning on going, and gave us a call to action to get out there and do some ourselves. So that's kind of, that's November. That is November. Let's see how we're looking here. So that's November. That's what we've had. So let's just take a quick snippet. I want to give you a quick snippet of what's coming up. This is like, hopefully, just so you know, sometimes these change a little bit, but let's just give you, so right now it's Friday. Next week we have Phil Roy. There you go. So Phil Roy, this is going to be a huge episode. Phil back for another Stillwater episode, and Phil breaks it out there. Thursday next week, Christian from the Fly Fishing Insider gets into some of his Alaska trips. The following week, we get into back to Yellowstone, Bruce Staples, and we have a Florida Everglades episode after that. What else do we have coming here? I know there's another big one coming. Let's see here, Alaska, Costa. Oh, and a big one, Tightlines Fly Shop. This is a good one. We get into smallmouth bass. So, yeah, we got a good lineup coming up here. That's just what we have here. That could change a little bit as we go. So just want to give you a heads up on that. And if you can, reply, just go to the blog post or actually the show notes. There'll be a link there. You can click at the top to take you to a place where you can let me know. You can reply, send me something on social, or just dave@wetflyswing.com. Let me know if these topics, if there's something we're missing here, if something you want to hear. I'd love to get something queued up for you if you have something on task there. So let's jump into this. I got a few little like six, seven bonus tips here. I'm going to jump into these from the past podcast from this past month. So let's start. Which end should we start on? Let's start with the. Let's start with Joel. Let's go back to the start of the month, and I'm just going to kick out that Venezuela tip as we get back into travel. If you are a traveler and interested in checking out cool places, Joel mentioned Venezuela as like his number one destination trip. So I think it's hard to get there now, but maybe that'll change. Or maybe you have some inside info there. So there's number one. McFly, we're just going to give a shout out to a fly tying bench. We talked about the Oasis bench, which sounds like it's pretty spectacular. As I look at my bench over here, it's kind of a mess because I don't really have a good, nice, all-encompassing fly tying setup, basically. So you might check that one out. For Cheech, we dug into his Euro nymphs, kind of his top 12. So if you want to get, obviously the Euro stuff is pretty much just works every time. So if you want some new patterns, check out what he's got. Some of those are Lance's and some of those are his own, but that was a cool little segment. Karmic, let's just do one Karmic tick. The little tip here, Boondockers Welcome. Check out Boondockers Welcome if you want to do some traveling, some road tripping. Basically, on that episode, Robert talked about how they took a year off and just traveled around the country, and they were boondocking. Apparently, that site is a good place to find places to stay, that sort of thing, without spending a ton of money. And let's see, what do we got? Two more here. So Bart, I'm going to give a shout out, a little tip, the triangle bug. He loves this triangle bug. I guess it keeps the panfish from swallowing your fly. It's kind of a unique pattern. And the final one here is Boundary. We're just going to leave this off back to Boundary Waters with with River Horse in Minnesota. And the tip there is find your local conservation group. Boundary Waters, you know, obviously a regional issue up there, but everybody, all of us, no matter where you are, part of the country, part of the world, there's a group. There's likely a conservation group that, and if there isn't, then you should start one, or you should connect with some folks, maybe some national groups that can help get something started. So find out, start small. You know, there's, what's that quote? Never underestimate what a small group of, you know, devoted citizens can do, that sort of thing. It's like the only, that's where it all starts. So, so that is pretty much what I got. This is going to go into, we do a newsletter end of every Friday, the final Friday, which is what this is. And, it's good. Okay. So final Friday, that's what we got. We're at the final Friday. We are heading into December. Holiday time, what do you have going for the winter? What do we have going for the winter? I guess I wanted to test this out to see if you're liking this as this little summary, keep it short and sweet. And we might also be doing some more little tiny bonus episodes as we go into 22. 22 is going to be a cool year because we've got a number of new sponsors, some really awesome companies coming up here. So I'm excited to share them with you as we get into it. So I'm hopeful that we'll also be making the podcast even more engaging, setting up some things that can help you get some more value. You know, you're listening now. Hopefully you found some value in the last month. If you did, it would be great if you can share this episode or any one of the episodes with somebody that you think would love some knowledge, some education, some entertainment, some emotion. I think we had some emotion along the way as we look back. And we're coming up on the end of 21, and we are going to be approaching 300 episodes very soon. And I just want to say before I get out of here, as always, appreciate your support, appreciate the follows, the listens, and the shares. There is an ad running right now that I'm testing out on a podcasting app on Overcast. I'm curious to see if you use Overcast. Curious to see if you see it in the sports. Give me a message on social if you do. Just trying to get the word out, trying to find a few more people and slowly grow this thing, because that's the way we're going to change our little part of the world, just like River Horse said. So I'm going to wrap it up here. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everything. And I am excited to dig into December. I'm excited to dig into 2022. I think it's going to be the greatest year ever. I think as we pull out of all this stuff we got going, we're going to be seeing each other in person and fist bumping and bro hugging and all that stuff. So I'm looking forward to it. Thanks again for everything. And I will talk to you hopefully on the river, online, or maybe at an event or a local meetup. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Wet Fly Swing Fly Fishing Show. For notes and links from this episode, visit wetflyswing.com. And if you found this episode helpful, please subscribe and leave a review on iTunes.